Usually when we sit down to record one of these deep dives, we're looking at something on the rise. We're tracking a breakout trend, a new piece of tech, something, you know, expanding.
But not today.
But today is different. Today we are gathering around a digital grave.
It's a funeral,
Yeah.
essentially, and it is not a quiet one. It's loud, it's messy, and it's incredibly expensive.
We are digging into the breaking news that just dropped yesterday, February 17th, 2026. Activision has officially signed the death warrant for Call of Duty, Warzone Mobile.
And that's not an exaggeration. This is a hard kill.
A complete shutdown.
Yeah, and the timeline they've given is absolutely brutal. As of yesterday, the in-game store is frozen. You can't buy a thing.
Nothing.
And then on April 17th, 2026, that's just 2 months away, the servers go dark for good. The app just becomes a paperweight on your phone.
That is unbelievably fast. I mean, we were talking about Call of Duty. This is a franchise that basically prints money.
Right. You expect these live service games to run for years, maybe even a decade.
The internal roadmap for this thing was what, a 5-year life cycle?
At least. It was supposed to be their flagship mobile shooter running alongside the console games well into the late 2020s. Instead, it's being killed in its infancy
It barely learned to walk.
before they pulled the plug. Yeah.
So the core question we have to answer today isn't just what happened, it's why. Why would a massive company like Activision kill a project that costs? I mean, what are we estimating here?
The conservative estimates, you're looking at easily $100 million in development and marketing.
Wow.
And that's probably low when you factor in the server infrastructure.
So why kill a $100 million project right after it gets going? To figure that out, we're looking at a really fascinating and honestly, scathing report.
It's called Engineering Hubris, the autopsy of Warzone Mobile by the Tekken Army Inspector.
It's a fantastic title. Engineering Hubris.
It sounds traumatic, but it's dead on.
It really feels accurate when you read it. This wasn't just bad luck, was it? Or, you know, shifting market.
No, not at all. The report calls this a strategic bailout, which basically means the executives realized that keeping this patient alive was going to cost way more than it would ever earn.
But what we're going to uncover here is that this failure was like built into the game's DNA from day one.
Before they wrote a single line of code.
Okay, so let's unpack that DNA. The source identifies what it calls an original sin, the fatal mistake. Because I remember the pitch for this game, and on paper it sounded amazing.
The pitch was incredible. The concept was cross progression, the idea that the mobile game would be one-to-one with the console version.
So you play on your Xbox, you level up a gun, unlock a skin.
And then you get on the bus, open your phone, and that same gun is right there. Same stats, same everything.
Which is the dream for a gamer,
Yeah.
right? A totally seamless ecosystem.
It is the dream. But to make it work, Activision had to make a technical decision that effectively doomed the project from the start.
What was that?
They decided to port the IW engine, version Ryan, directly to mobile.
Okay, for anyone who doesn't follow game engines, explain the IW engine. What is it?
It's the engine that powers Modern Warfare on the PS5, the Xbox Series X, high-end PCs. It is a beast.
So it's designed for machines with massive cooling fans, machines that are plugged into a wall outlet.
Exactly. Machines that draw hundreds of watts of power. And Activision just said, yeah, let's put that on a phone.
That's the suicidal bid the report talks about.
Right. And this is where we need to get just a little technical to really get the hubris part. Consoles run on what's called x86 architecture.
Heavy, powerful, not worried about battery life.
Not at all. Mobile phones, on the other hand, run on ARM architecture. And ARM is all about power per watt efficiency. It's designed to sip battery, not guzzle it.
So it's like they took a V8 engine out of a muscle car and tried to shove it into, what, a bicycle?
That's a great analogy. The report says the phone wasn't just running the game, it was constantly translating heavy console instructions into mobile code.
In real time, like an interpreter.
Think of it like this. A native mobile game speaks the language of the phone. It says, draw this, and the phone draws it. Warzone Mobile was speaking console, so the phone has to hear the instruction, translate it into a language the ARM chip gets, and then do the thing.
Oh, while you're in a
But you're in
gunfight.
a gunfight, sprinting and streaming assets from the internet because the file size was too huge. It's a computational nightmare. You're asking the processor to do double the work.
Okay, so that explains why it felt so sluggish. But the report mentions a specific data point about the iPhone 17 Pro Max. I mean, that's a powerhouse device.
It is. But even on that phone, Warzone Mobile stressed the system 3 times more than its competitors, like Bloodstrike, three times the load.
And here's the kicker for me. Did it look three times better?
Not even close. And that's the tragedy, because the phone was struggling so hard just to run, it had to scale back the resolution. So you're burning all that power to get a picture that often just looked blurry.
Which leads us directly to the physical consequences. Because you can't stress a system that hard without creating a lot of heat.
The thermodynamic disaster. This section of the report is just wild.
We've all felt our phones get warm. You know, you play a simple game for an hour, it gets a little warm. You crank up a big game on max settings, it gets hot.
This was another level. The report states that Warzone Mobile is the only game in recent years that could push a flagship phone to 52 degrees Celsius.
52 Celsius. That is, what, 125 degrees Fahrenheit?
Yeah, and that's in under 10 minutes of gameplay.
That's not just warm, that's uncomfortable to even hold.
It's sweaty palms territory, for sure. It's touching the safety limits of the hardware, but the real damage isn't to your hands, it's to the battery.
Right. Heat is the number one enemy of lithium-ion batteries.
It is. The experts in the report used what they call a hardware stress formula, and it's pretty simple. High heat plus time equals accelerated degradation.
And the data shows.
The data shows that playing Warzone Mobile regularly degraded those batteries 25% faster than standard games.
Wait. 25% faster? So you're telling me I'm literally shaving months off my phone's lifespan just to play this one game?
Precisely. You aren't just spending money on a battle pass. You're spending the actual lifespan of your $1,200 device. You're physically damaging your hardware for a free-to-play game.
That's a huge ask. Hey, download our game, but it might cook your phone.
And consumers aren't stupid. They made a choice. Gamers realized, I can play this broken game, or I can protect my expensive phone.
They chose the phone.
They chose the phone. And it wasn't just the heat itself. The heat actually caused the game to break while you were playing.
Thermal throttling. We should probably define that.
Right. So when a CPU gets that hot, it basically has a survival instinct. It says, I'm going to melt if I don't slow down. So it deliberately cuts its own power to cool off.
So you're in a gunfight, everything is happening, and suddenly...
stutter. Your frame rate just tanks. It goes from 60 to, like, 15. The map stops loading properly. Your inputs get laggy. Mm. It made the main map, Verdansk, basically unplayable after about 15 minutes.
So let's recap. You download a massive game. It burns your hands. It's killing your battery health. And then 10 minutes in, it starts lagging because the phone is trying to save its own life.
It's a cascading failure, and you can see why nobody stuck around. But what makes this story truly Shakespearean is that Activision didn't just have a failed game.
They had a civil war.
Yes, the Cain versus Abel section.
I found this part fascinating because I think a lot of people forget there are two Call of Duty games on mobile.
Exactly, and they could not be more different. You've got Warzone Mobile, the new broken one, and then you have Call of Duty Mobile or ODM.
Which is a monster. It's been around for years. It's hugely popular.
It's massive. But here's the twist. CODM wasn't made by Activision. It was developed by Timi Studios, which is owned by Tencent.
So it was outsourced. Right.
And Timi built CODM on the Unity engine.
Unity. That's like the industry standard for mobile, right? It's built for phones.
It is the mobile native engine. And CODM is a masterpiece of optimization. It runs at 120 frames per second on phones that are 5 years old. It's smooth. It runs cool. It just works.
So Activision looks at this gold mine that Tencent is running and says, we want that money for ourselves.
We want 100% of the pie, not just a licensing fee. So they release Warzone Mobile to, you know, take over. But instead of synergy,
they got cannibalization. They declared war on their own success.
The report calls Warzone Mobile the sluggish, bloated stepchild trying to compete with the agile older brother. And the players voted with their feet.
The stats here are just damning. I want to highlight this.
I don't know the one you're going to say.
80%. 80% of players who tried Warzone Mobile went back to COD Mobile within 2 weeks.
Just think about that. You're hyped. You download the new game. It runs terribly. Your phone gets hot. And you realize, wait a second, I already have a Call of Duty on my phone that works perfectly and doesn't melt my battery.
So you just uninstall a new one and go back to what works. It really proves that newer isn't always better.
Especially if the engineering is flawed. The source puts it so bluntly, technology without optimization is just expensive garbage.
So, okay, we have the technical failure, the civil war. Let's follow the money. Because at the end of the day, why pull the plug now? Why not just try to fix it?
The financial forensics section gives us the answer. We're talking about that estimated $100 million sunk cost.
Gone. Poof.
And the revenue was less than 30% of what they projected. But the real killer is the user disparity. In 2025, SOD Mobile, the Tencent game, had around 85 million daily active users.
85 million. That is the population of Germany.
Oh.
Every day.
And Warzone Mobile.
Oh, no.
Less than 4 million.
Oh, wow. That's not even a competition. That's a rounding error.
It is, and this is where the hubris bites them financially. Maintaining the servers for Warzone Mobile was actually more expensive than for COD Mobile because of that heavy, inefficient engine.
So you have higher costs, 5% of the users, and low revenue.
It's a money pit.
It's a bleeding wound. But there's another layer here, the Microsoft shadow. Microsoft owns Activision now. How does that factor in?
This is where we get into the corporate strategy. The report suggests this is basically spring cleaning from the previous era of Activision. Microsoft looks at the books, sees this bleeding asset, and just says, cut it.
But there's more to it than that.
Much more. Microsoft has a totally different vision for mobile gaming.
The cloud.
Exactly. Xbox cloud gaming. Why spend millions trying to force a console game to run on a phone, which we've just established is a disaster, when you can just run the game on a server in a data center and stream it?
Right. The phone just becomes a screen. The server does all the heavy lifting.
Precisely. Shutting down Warzone Mobile paves the way for a cloud-first strategy. It's Microsoft saying, we're not going to fight physics anymore. We're just going to stream the real game.
That makes perfect sense, strategically. It solves the heat problem, the battery problem. But it leaves a lot of people out in the cold. We have to talk about the players.
The consumer betrayal. This is the emotional cost. People spent real money in Warzone Mobile.
They bought skins, those Black Cell passes, all the exclusive bundles, and now the game is just vanishing.
And if you're a console player, you're mostly okay. Your points and skins transfer back to your Xbox account because of that cross progression. But if you are a mobile-only gamer,
which is a huge demographic, millions of kids whose only gaming device is a phone.
If you don't own an Xbox or a PC, you're left with nothing. Your skins, your money, it's just gone.
That feels so wrong. I know we click agree on the terms of service, but that's a massive breach of trust.
The report calls it a strategic betrayal, and it permanently scars trust in the brand. Why would you ever spend money in an Activision mobile game again?
You wouldn't. You go to the competitors.
And the vultures are circling. The report mentions NetEase and Tencent specifically.
We're seeing games like Bloodstrike and Delta Force Mobile just picking up all this steam.
Bloodstrike is the perfect example. It's a game that copied the Warzone vibe. The sliding, the loadouts, all of it. But they built it on a lightweight, mobile-native engine.
So they took the feeling of Warzone, but stripped out all the heavy baggage.
Exactly. It runs on a $200 Android phone. It doesn't overheat. So while Warzone Mobile was melting phones, Bloodstrike was capturing the entire audience that just wanted the game to work.
They basically looked at Activision's failure and said, we can do this cheaper, faster, and better.
They proved you can have that gameplay without the engineering hubris.
The lesson being, if you aren't optimized, you are food.
That's the brutal reality of the mobile market.
So as we wrap up this autopsy, what is the final verdict?
The verdict is death by engineering hubris. It's that simple. Activision thought they could brute force their way through the laws of physics. They thought the brand name Call of Duty was enough.
They forgot that mobile gaming is all about accessibility. It's not about running on the absolute top-tier phone.
It's about running on the device the kid at the bus stop has in his pocket. If you can't run on that, you don't have a mobile game. You have a tech demo.
And starting April 17th, that tech demo goes dark.
It's over. The file is closed.
You know, this whole story leaves me thinking about something bigger. We spend so much money on these pro phones, right? I'm guilty of it. The Max, the Ultra. We tell ourselves we need that power for console quality gaming.
We chase the specs. We want the fastest chip because we think the software will demand it.
Exactly. But if the biggest gaming company in the world just proved that trying to do that natively on mobile is a dead end, and if the future, Microsoft's future, is the cloud where the processing happens somewhere else.
I see where you're going with this.
Well, here's the question I want to leave you with. If the future of high-end gaming is streaming, does that mean the era of needing a super powerful, expensive phone is ending too? Are our $1,200 devices about to become obsolete, not because they're too slow, but because we just don't need that power anymore?
That is the multi-billion dollar question that I think Apple and Samsung should be very, very worried about.
Something to think about next time you're due for an upgrade. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.
Stay optimized, everyone.
Catch you next time.